Hello, Father Jared Roderick here, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me.
Come and be born.
Be born in me.
If the mangers of our souls are not as sturdy, as effective of mangers as they should be, then, as we said, there's probably a weakness, a flaw in our manger that must be rectified. One of these flaws or weaknesses to our manger could be impurity or lust. That is, our manger may be lacking in the virtue of purity. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. If we are to become the humble yet fit mangers for the King, if we are to see our King when he comes, then we must become pure of heart. But how do we do it? How do we make this purity a habit, a virtue? Well, the Catechism tells us that if we are to become pure of heart, we must first learn to believe the articles of the Creed. Right? And you might be thinking, what does that have to do with this? Well, we must learn and accept purely the truths of our faith. And then, by believing purely, we can live purely. And by living purely, we can, in turn, purify our hearts. And with pure hearts, then, can we understand what we believe. And alas, see God face to face. In what ways do we need to practice purity in order to make it a virtue, a habitual way of living? Are you a manger that sits proudly in the stable, the center of attention, loving the spotlight? Or do you have purity of intention, wanting only to give your King the glory? Are you a manger that sees itself as a fine specimen to be praised? Or are you a manger that sees itself as a temple of the King, this King who alone is worthy to be praised? Are you a manger that lacks purity of vision, that looks upon the goat as an object, one who makes you feel good because out of all the feeding troughs, he chooses you? Are you a manger that knows the temptations of this world, that knows the world will tell you that you should just stuff yourself with hay to your heart's content and live only for you? But you know this to be a lie, to be unfulfilling. Are you a manger that spends time in prayer, putting yourself in the presence of the King whom you await, whom you long to see? Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. But will you be pure enough to see him? when he finally arrives.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me. Come and be born.
Be born.